Hi everyone, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yachts Mermaids, and today I have Agnes Lucas. Hi Agnes, how are you? Thank you for being here.
Hi, I'm very well. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. So as you know, the past few episodes, we have been talking here on in Uncensored about what's happening in the yachting industry in terms of working harassment, sexual harassment and abuse, bullying, all that stuff. And this is a topic that, needs to be talked more about so we create more awareness and people feel open to talk about it, you know, because this is not the norm. This is not what yachting is. This is not okay. So we need to make a change. And I don't only want to showcase that. I also kind of want to help you guys understand what could be done to heal, if you're a victim or a survivor of it. So this is why I have asked Agnes to come along, because she has herself, you know, her story. She has dealt with a lot of abuse, physical, mental, and even sexual in her story. So she is somebody that I'm sure you can definitely resonate with through her story. And she's also a holistic practitioner that helps people change their belief system subconsciously, right? The belief system that we have that we're not aware of. Because something that she talked to me prior to recording was that understanding this will also help us understand why most of us or the people that are going through this are not actually speaking up about it and not complaining to and changing this, right? So anyway, when I say all this, Agnes, what comes up for you?
Oh, it was one sentence you used that it's not okay. And I was like, yes, it is not okay. It is not okay. And any industry, yacht industry included, but any work environment, family environment, relationship, it is not okay to have this kind of experience. And then we just explain ourselves like, yeah, well, but at least he's nice, or yeah, but at least I have a job, or yes, but all the other thing is or I have security, or at least I have money, or at least, right? So we always find things to explain why it is okay, but it is not okay. So we have to understand that it is not okay. And the most important thing is that there is help out there, and it doesn't have to be and last for years, you know, to get over this or overcome something like this, and to actually have a proper life, to have a life after the trauma. Because we think, and I think, people who are not in this world of healing and therapies, we believe that it is like years long, and you have to over and over talk about your problems and relive what the horrific things that happened to you. And this is the picture we have about therapies. And obviously nobody wants that. It was enough to have it once or twice or how many times it happened to you. It can't be any worse than talking about it over and over to somebody you don't know just because you want to heal. So I understand that somebody thinking about healing, it feels even worse than just keeping the secret. But now there are so many modern techniques which does not re-traumatize the victim. You don't have to talk about this. You have techniques which are so gentle and so quick. And that's why we were talking about these programs we have in the subconscious mind. So as soon as we start reprogramming what we believe about ourselves, then the experience also changes very fast.
So talking about reprogramming and our subconscious beliefs, can you talk a little bit about what could potentially be happening to a person that's going through an abuse, an harassment, and in the moment is not willing to tell the captain or the, you know, manager, you know, basically complain, right? And do the procedure that could be potentially to lead them to get this resolved and not happen again.
Right. The problem why they cannot, and it's they can't because they have some very disempowering beliefs, which does not help them to stand up for themselves. You know, and to be honest, I see this over and over again in almost everybody I've ever met in my life. They have one of these core beliefs about themselves deep in their subconscious mind. They're not even aware of that. But it's so important to know and check these or be aware of these beliefs, because we are actually acting out of these beliefs every day, all day. This is how we relate to other people. This is how we relate to everybody and everything in our lives. And what I mean, these core beliefs are which hold up your identity. And these are, I'm enough. In the case, well, I'm not enough, right? So a lot of people have believed as a child, for even when the parents were amazing, somehow we believed that we are not good enough. Even when we were, maybe we had siblings, and then the parents did treat other siblings in a different way. It doesn't mean better, or they loved more them or less me, or nothing like that. But it can happen that I thought that, or this was my impression. So then I believe that I am not as good as my sister or my brother, or so I believed to myself that I am not good enough. And then obviously you have a lot of experience coming from kindergarten and nursery and school and education system. So you are programmed right from the time you, well, even in the time where you are inside the mother's belly, but until you are seven, you are, this is how your identity becomes what, who you are, right? So you, all your programs and all your beliefs, they become who you are by the time you are seven, and then we start living our life out of those programs, and we have no idea that we have them. So one of the most common was, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough. Then we have I'm not lovable, right? So, and it's always we perceiving our environment in one way or another. And as we know, well, science says that we don't have an evolved brain until the age seven. So we perceive the world through our emotions, right? So everything which happens around us, the relationship of our parents, our relationship with our sisters, brothers, or the parents' relationship. So everybody in our family, other family members. So we just try to understand or decodify what's happening around us, but we only can do it through our emotions. So eventually we believe things about ourselves which maybe weren't true, but this is how we understood the world. So for example, also, I'm not lovable is something very common that we hold as a belief.
I have a question.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, many people, even the people that are going through, you know, the abuse and the harassment, they believe that they're not speaking up because they don't feel safe to talk to their head of departments or the captains. And
exactly.
I wonder if it's, you know, obviously this is like the reflection of our inner world. Right, like I'm assuming, right, in this context that we're talking about. So for those who don't understand and believe, no, this is not a subconscious thing, this is literally, I don't feel safe or what's the word, welcome to talk to my head of department, how can you explain to these people that which they're experiencing is a reflection of something that's really deeper inside? Or is this not the case at all?
I know that it sounds very scientific what we are talking about, right? So because when somebody comes from a world we've never had anything or never read anything or heard about anything about subconscious mind and programming and all these things I am actually talking about, because this is the this is the base of everything. This is how we live our lives. So for me, obviously, it's very natural to talk about this. But I understand that you're asking somebody who does not heard about these things and does not believe this, how could still relate to this. But when obviously you don't feel safe, but why don't you feel safe? That's the question, right? So why you cannot go there and say what happened? Because you don't feel safe. But why you don't feel safe? Because you feel that if you go there, first of all, you're not going to treat it 50-50, right? They're going to be, you are, so this is something you, first of all, you might be, because they, you might be judged, because you feel you are not, you can stand up for yourself. Why? Because you might feel you are, you know, you don't have the right to stand up for yourself. Why? Because you are not good enough, or you're not important, or you are not lovable, or you don't deserve, or you are not worthy, you know? So this, all the time, it's somebody who, somebody had some kind of trauma, and I did have, so I know I used to be the same. And I thought, on top of it, I believe that I deserve it. So I keep seeing over and over again that even though consciously you know that obviously you didn't deserve it, because it's crazy. How would you, why would you deserve it? So it doesn't make sense. And you consciously know, some subconsciously you believe you did deserve it. So why is that, right? It's coming from, again, childhood experience, because many times we have this kind of message from the parents who sometimes cannot control themselves, right? And then they educate us through maybe physical education, right? I mean, like slapping and punishing, and then they come to you and they say, but you know that I love you, right? So that is an information. The child will understand that, okay, so love means that I deserved punishment.
Right.
So that's going to be the programming of somebody in the adulthood saying, well, you know, I don't have the right to go and complain, because obviously on some level I might have deserved it. You know, so this is, but it's not true. But the programming will not let the person go, because it feels that maybe is not right. So this is very, like a very interesting way, but it's a program, right? So what... Yeah. What I do is changing this subconscious belief in empowering beliefs. So as soon as you have a belief that it's safe to talk about my emotion, it's safe to express my thoughts and emotions and feelings, that having a belief that I am important, that I am worthy, that I am enough and I'm lovable, And I deserve the right to speak up and deserve the right to be treated as everybody else, or to be treated with respect and love and you know, all these kind of empowering beliefs, then the person can go and stand up for herself. And the other thing, that interestingly, it won't really happen again, because as soon as I can stand up for myself, I can say no, and I can be the strong person which I was not able to be. Because when you get into a situation like that, is you becoming powerless, even though you know that you know what you should do, but you just lock down, you know, you're like freezing down, because it's like a reaction, right? So I can see that a lot of things, similar things, happen to women who had in their past similar experience with parents, you know, because that's, they already have their kind of experience, that blockage. So when they come in front of somebody who feels like they have more power, right, if the person goes like a child, right, it like loses complete power or gives away the power and cannot respond like a 50-50 partner and say, hey, what are you doing? You know, like, are you out of your mind? I mean, like, what were you thinking? Get out of here, right? We think that it's so easy to say, but it's not, because it's something we are doing out of programs from the subconscious mind, and that's reaction. You can't think consciously. and say, hey, I'm a 30 years old woman, of course I can just say no to somebody, you know, that would be like, obviously, but it's not obvious at all, because it's not how we work. We work out of programs. It's like being on autopilot, you know, and then later you're like, why I couldn't stand up for myself? Because you were not conscious. You are not there consciously. You are in a program.
Is there something that if somebody is in the moment having a situation and, you know, and they're like, okay, I really want to talk about this. I want to complain about this. This is not okay. But I, you know, it feels like they somehow can't or make excuses, right, to do so. Is there something easy that they can do on their own to help them get a little, you know, get empowered to actually, you know, do the complaint?
I would say yes and no. Well, there are techniques they can use, but you know, it's so much easier when you actually feel with the whole body and you have the confidence to go and talk about it. And the technique what I'm using is something which brings results very, very fast. You know, so it's, even though you come in and say, okay, so I need to go and say this, I need to report this, but I feel powerless, I feel afraid, I feel guilt, I feel shame, I feel, because those are the emotions which are not letting the person go, right? The humiliation. So we have very heavy emotions which are holding back the person. So it's not just it happened once, but when you have to talk about this, it makes all kind of to be like your fault. So it's even worse than what happened to talk about this. But there are two techniques. One is emotional freedom technique, which I know you were talking about it before. So it's called tapping, right? That is one of the, well, best, I would say, even self-healing technique, which you can help, well, use or try to see how it works on yourself, so you don't have to go to therapist. Obviously, if you want to heal trauma, you need somebody who can guide you. But if you just want to release, and it's like a first aid emotional release, right? So you can go either on YouTube and you can tap in, like releasing fear, releasing shame, releasing guilt, and that can bring some relief and say, and maybe some empowerment. It can work. It does work, actually. But if you really want to do real work and get over this and have a normal life and just be able to look back and say, well, yeah, it happened to me and it was horrible, but you are already emotionally detached from the story. And this is why what we call healing, right? Healing means that I can talk about this, even maybe help others by talking about my story without being emotionally still connected. So the emotions are not charged anymore. So you can go back and say, yes, this is what happened. And just being a normal story, like something from your past, which obviously makes you a different person now. So it changed and it's changed you, but instead of looking back and thinking that it was something which made you less of a person, but when you heal this, it makes you feel even stronger and even more powerful woman who can maybe help others who are in the same story, rather than carrying this shame. The problem with carrying this is that you don't only carry it in your job, you carry it all your life through all the relationships. So if somebody wants a proper, loving, harmonious relationship, if you had that kind of problem, it's going to stay there. You know, you can't just forget about it. You're going to be affected by it because it's going to linger there all the time. And if something happens, it's going to trigger it and can explode again over and over. So it's like uncontrollable. unless it's healed. So we believe that, oh yes, it just happened in the world. Yes, but it will not just affect work, it will affect all areas of your life. So that's why it's so important to just look for professional help. That's what I can say, because I know that it's possible. I know healing is possible, and it's very fast and can be very gentle, and the transformation can come, and that relief, the freedom we're looking for, right? The freedom that it is what happened, we can talk about this, right? And it happened, so it doesn't have to be a secret. And it was not your fault. Very, very important, right? So it was not your fault. And during the healing, nobody will judge you. You know, you have to understand that you come in a safe space where, well, in my case, I know what you went through. So it's something where you can put it down, right? But no need to carry along all your life as like a shadow, because it can be integrated and you can have an amazing life after anything that happened to you. And I know I have clients that they had terrible backgrounds from childhood and like a lot of sexual abuse from father and brother and stuff like that, right? So horrible things, but it is possible to just heal, to let go, to understand what happened. And it doesn't mean you have to forget or forgive either, but obviously this has different stages. But it's so healing is as important as rewriting the beliefs we hold about ourselves. So never again can happen anything like this in any area of your life, because it also can happen in family context. It can happen in a normal loving relationship context, or work, or any other context. So it's about our relationships, and it's who we are, and from who we are connecting to everybody else. Right. So as soon as I feel enough, as soon as I know and I feel, it's very important. It's not what we do. It's not affirmation, right? So it's not what you have to over and over again repeat. I'm like, I'm good enough, I'm good enough. It doesn't work, right? That's why it's this technique, for example, trespasses conscious mind. So it's not about what I think I am or I think I'm not. It's the program. So science says that 5% of the day we are conscious. So imagine 5% of the day, and 95% you are unconscious, autopilot, right? So you are acting and thinking, behaving, right, out of what you believe about yourself, about the other people, about the world in general, about the boss, about money, about God and luck and whatever, right? So all areas. And it's so important what you believe about yourself. But as soon as you believe that you are important, and this is your core belief, is what you feel also, not just think, then it's so easy to protect yourself, right? It's so easy to say no, because it's just, you are strong, right? You feel safe. You feel strong enough to say no to somebody. Whereas when you have disempowering beliefs, it does not give you the strength to say no, to push somebody away, to go and report, because you feel like that's not normal. So you go, and obviously you will say, because you don't feel that it's your fault, and you don't feel that shame and humiliation, and because that's why we don't do it, right? As I said, it's the very heavy emotion which carries this like story. Right. So yeah.
So I want to go back a little bit to the EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, because for me it's very important that people have tools that they can use in the moment to empower themselves to actually create change, right? Obviously, we all, if we're going, you know, if you are going through this or have gone through this, I do invite you to get a professional help, whatever help you resonate with, right? That is right for you. But in the moment, you know, you're on a boat, you're at sea, something happened, all of a sudden, part of you obviously wants to talk and say, to the captain or whoever, you know, like, this happened to me, and you're not, there's like, the words are not coming out, or you're so much in fear that you're not willing to speak about it. So at least for what I understand and how I use the emotional freedom technique is to basically recognize the emotion that you're feeling in the moment so you can release it energetically, and then you're able to then move forward into whatever it is that you're doing. So can you, would it be possible for you to use me as an example to take us through like a quick EFT of, imagine that I'm feeling fear about talking, you know, like complaining about this, right, to a head of department. How would that look like for somebody to do it themselves? Because it's quite easy to do.
Yeah, it is. It is actually very, very easy to do, I can even use it on myself, right? So what you have to do is very easy, because you just have to say whatever you feel and whatever it comes to your head. But it's just doing it for yourself. So you can go in a place where you are alone, right? And then just while you are tapping, where you might just then maybe put up where the points are, and then somebody, it's just very easy to learn where they are, right? And then after you just go over and over again to tap with your, what we use the two fingers on either hand, right or left, with the index and the middle finger. And then we have, I'm going to go through the points now, and then simulate a situation that might have happened with somebody. So, right, so either using left or right hand, it doesn't matter. We're going to start on the top of the head, right, and just tap a few times. First we go through the points, and then I will go and use some words also. So first is the top of the head, so we tap a few times. Actually, when you find the right spot, well, first of all, you cannot do it wrong. So it's very easy, and it's very important to know that you cannot doing it wrong. You just tap, and then the body will take up on that.
And so, can I just quickly interrupt you? It's very important that, you know, wherever you are in the moment, and if, you know, what emotion are you feeling? Okay, I'm feeling fear. Okay, then ask yourself from 1 to 10, how much is the fear? Because you want to gauge the emotion as you're tapping. So that's important to do before you start tapping. So in this case, you're probably going to be fearing 10 plus in fear.
Yeah, whatever, right? It can be also that it's not one emotion, right? So it's a lot of different emotions. So yeah, maybe just rate whatever you feel, how intense is from a 0 to 10. Yes, and then you can go and start tapping. So I'm going to go through the points now, and then we simulate a tapping. So yeah, so top of the head a few times, not really, more or less, doesn't matter, but in between like 5 and 8 taps on each point. Right, so it's top of the head, then we have edge of the eyebrow. So in the middle of the two eyebrows, right? So you can either do with one hand or two hands, it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. right? Then it's the at the end of the eyebrow, and then it's exactly under the eye, right on that bone, and then it's under the nose, right, a few times we tap, and then it's on the chin, a few times on the chin, then a few times on the collarbone, whichever, right or left, it doesn't matter, a few times on top of the collarbone. And then under the arm is usually where the bra strap goes. So it's just like a palm, right below the armpit. So it's more or less there. We tap a few times under the arm. And then we also have some actually on all the fingers, which I usually use, but If we use just the EFT points, then normally you also have the karate point, which we usually, it's the chop, we call it the chop chop point, right? So it's the edge, the side of the hand. And in the normal session, you would start using that this point at the beginning and the say three times the statement. It is good, but when we're talking about the first aid, then the most important is start tapping on the points, because it's when you, in a normal situation, you would go and say the statement like, even though I feel this anger, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. But you can't, when you are very, very in this very intense emotion, you just, this is, I think, is something when you can do when you are more or less fine. But when you are like so over the emotion, it's okay, just go and then tap the points. So I would do in a situation like that, just go in a place where I'm alone, can be a bathroom, a cabin, whatever, and just start tapping the points. And you go on the top of the head and you say everything, even if you are crying out loud, it's fine. Just let it go. Just the idea is, let it come out. So you can say, I feel horrible, right? So just going and tapping on each point a few times and then just saying out loud and whatever you think and whatever you feel. So you can say, I'm so afraid, right? And then you tap a few points, a few times on top of the head. Then you go on the eyebrow, the beginning of the eyebrow, and you say, I'm so afraid, right? I'm so afraid. I'm so terrified. I can't talk about this. Right, everything that happened, I can't even think about this. This is not right. I'm so afraid, right? I'm so afraid. So you just keep saying, and even if it's, the idea is letting it, because this is a mind and body technique, so that's why I like a lot, because it releases the trauma from the body and it doesn't get stuck. So this is like doing self-therapy. And instead of closing down and closing these emotions in the body and trapping them in the body, you can right there release them. So even though it looks very easy and very like basic, and you think like, well, that's it. Yeah, that's it. It is super powerful. So you just tap on the points and everything you can think of. If you want to swear, you can swear, because this is another amazing way for letting go, right? So if you say, whatever, I don't want to start swearing now because everyone does it differently, but I mean, everything is okay and you cannot do it wrong. So whatever words, whatever emotions, it just come to you, just let it go, say them out, and just keep tapping until you start feeling better, right? And then when you start feeling better, even using these words of I let go, I release from my body, I release from my body everything I feel, all this hatred, all this anger, all this anger. Don't let, you have to say loud that it goes out of from your body, because otherwise it just gets trapped there, and it's just like, that's what will keep you trapped in the trauma.
So basically, as the person is tapping, first just bringing out the emotion, whatever they're feeling, like, I'm afraid, I hate this, I can't believe this happened to me, I'm so afraid, I can't believe this happened to me, whatever, exactly. I fucking hate this person right now, whatever it is, like, feeling, right?
Exactly.
Over and over and over, going through the through the tapping points a few rounds, then you'll immediately start feeling the shift.
Yes.
And you can be maybe like do 3-4 rounds and then be like, okay, let me gauge myself and be like, okay, how much is my emotions? Oh, and maybe now it's like 7. Mm-hmm. So you kind of want to continue to do it until you feel that emotion has completely, you know, gone to 0 or very, very low. And then as you're going lower, maybe you'll feel that you can be saying stuff like, and this is all intuitive, you know, your intuition is going to guide you through this, because a lot of people think it's like a form, you know, and it's like, it's not, it's just literally what's coming up for you. And then maybe you can go into more of like, I let it go. It's okay to talk about it. You know, I have the power within me to talk about it. So like almost like starting to empower yourself so you can actually in that moment take the correct or the, I don't want to say the correct, but the next step that you feel called to do, which may be talking to a head of department about what just happened to you. Or getting on the phone, calling Seafarers Help hotline, calling Flag State, calling Port State, calling the police, whatever it is that your next step is for your own safety and security.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it might not, but you were saying like it goes down to zero. It might not, but
it might not. But, you know, I'm just saying like that's where you're obviously, you know, going.
Yeah, but as soon as you feel down.
Yeah,
as soon as you start feeling better, like even a 5 compared to a 10 plus.
Yes, exactly.
It's like a relief. So as soon as you can stop maybe crying, so you start feeling more relaxed, more calm, then you can start using more positive. So after giving out everything you felt, all the anger and hatred and all the fear and insecurity and everything you felt, and you said it out loud, obviously when you start feeling a little better, like a 5 on the scale of 10 or 4, right, you might not be able to bring it down to 0, but you might not even need it to be able to go on and do your task or whatever you are in the doing the day. So, but it's like a first aid thing. So it's even if it brings down to a 5, this is like a completely different world between a 10 plus and a 5. Yeah. Because 5 is manageable, right? 5 is a manageable thing. Plus 10 is a complete fear. So when you are in a plus 10, you are, your conscious mind is not working, right? So you are completely blocked in that situation. So it's like you can't behave like a normal person. So compared to that, a 5 is something you can manage. And with 5, you still can do things. So that is why it's so important that with a 10, you won't be able to report it. But with a 5, exactly, you will have be able. And you may, what you were saying, I love that a lot, saying, I can talk about this, or I have to talk about this, right? So tapping, when you get over this very heavy thing at the beginning and you start bringing it down to 6 or whatever, right? 6, 5, and then starting to change and say, I have to talk about it. I am able to report it. I have to be strong enough to report it.
Yeah. So it's like letting go and then empowering yourself, exactly, to take the
and
next
start empowering, because it's amazing what is, what can do. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I use this technique all the time, and it's so amazing because it really helps you shift your energy so quickly. And the way I see this is like, you know, when there's a bird or an animal and they get hit, you know, all of a sudden the first thing they do is they shake to release, yeah, the trauma. So this is almost like that, you know, you're shaking the energy so you can release immediately, so you can like move forward. And obviously there's more things to release along the way, but in that moment, this is like what you said, you know, a first aid kit to really get you out of that state and change you into a different energy so you can actually take action into what's the next step for your safety.
Yeah, and it is amazing. You have it
exactly, it's like
fingers.
Yeah, exactly, by the tap of your fingers. So I know it seems easy, but and simple, and that's probably why it works so well. Before you even judge it, just give it a go. And I promise you will change everything for you. So before we go, I want to talk a little bit about, if you can tell us one of your personal stories and how your healing process was through it, that would be really nice. I mean, does I start to go in like full on details, but
yeah. I'm not just thinking which one, because I completely like changed my personality.
Let's talk about something along the lines with sexual harassment and sexual abuse, if that's possible.
Right, it was more physical rather than sexual, mm-hmm. Right. So I went through a lot of therapy, because I used to also believe that it's what I deserved. And this is the problem when we kind of say, yeah, it was okay, because somehow deep down you still believed that's what you deserved. So it's more like I would say the sexual part is that I didn't used to enjoy sex until I was 27, which is like almost like I never did it until I was 27. I used to enjoy oral part, but not anything else. And I was that kind of person who said, well, yeah, let's get over this soon, and then we're done, and then let's not even talk about this, because I didn't like it at all. And I was thinking about what people actually do love about this. This is horrible, you know. This is my experience, what I had until 27. And then I met somebody who was who I really, really liked. So that was enough motivation for me to actually go and look into this problem and say, I actually want to start enjoying it, because there's obviously something there which I'm not aware of, because that's why people so much enjoy this. This is why it makes people crazy, right? So it must be something enjoyable in this. I want to know. And this was when I went to a therapist, and this was exactly what I wanted to heal. And it was kinesiology, which I did at that time. And I used to go, I think, once a month to her. And it's so crazy, because you would think that sexual problems have to do with sexual abuse, or at least something related to, and it wasn't. It's so amazing. It was not. It was related a lot with self-esteem and self-confidence, and also with my aunt, which I didn't understand how she came into this whole picture, but it was my relationship with her, which was not in related to sexual, but it's power thing. So she was overpowering, and she always wanted to decide. So just somehow that took away from me all my femininity. So I was not confident at all. And I was very like much thinking, like feeling ugly. And so there was like quite some things related to it, which, as I said, I didn't really understand how they are connected. But what happened after a few months, sorry, is that I started to connect more and more with my body. And in I think it was like 7 or 8 months, which means like 7 or 8 different sessions, I went from hating and wanting to get over this sexual experience, making love, to be a person who's so connected to the body that I went from 0 to multiple orgasms. And I thought that's like, you know, I never wanted that. It's not like something.
Now you raise the bar. Now you're like, this is the norm.
So this is, you know, like when it happened that, and then it's like that sinks, right? So it was some blockages which were taken away or like released. So I got so much in connection with my body that actually is crazy, because we have this kind of beliefs that it's related to emotions, that you have to have the right partner, you have to match, you have to feel. And it's so not true, because my experience is that if there's no blockages, it doesn't matter who you are with, your body is going to work like how it should work. Right, so this is my experience now, that it does not matter if I really feel like beautiful emotions towards somebody. Obviously, I'm talking the last 10 years of my life that I had short relationships which were not full of wonderful emotions, were obviously attraction, yes, but and then I had the other. And the thing is that orgasm is not related to this, like how we think it is. So the moment the blockage was released, I can right away be there. It's like being in the moment, and no matter what, so every little touch, every little kiss, can you feel it so intensely that you cannot go away and think about how big your bum is, for example, or anything, like things we think about, right? Instead of just being there, So we keep thinking about how this looks like and how that looks like, and oh, you know, I should do more sport and I should, you know, eat less chocolate or whatever, right? So you're not there. You are just keep thinking about a lot of things which take you away from the experience. So what happened with me is all these disappeared so I can be in the moment. And obviously, when you are in the moment, everything is super intensified, right? Your body is decoding everything in a different level.
Right.
So that's why can happen this like over and over, every 3 minutes, something like fireworks. And this is for me was amazing because I'm coming from zero, right? From nothing, nada, to the completely opposite. So, and I have some of other experiences like this in other things in my life, which went from zero to completely the opposite. So that's why I kind of have quite a good view of what is possible and where you can go from nothing to what is possible. So, so it is, even that is possible, I would say. And that doesn't mean that everybody needs to have multiple orgasms, but it is possible to actually enjoy what is going on, that experience that you choose, even though it doesn't matter. I had a client who has a woman partner, right? So she's never been a lesbian, but she decided to choose this experience. And well, they were together, but they broke up because even though they loved each other very much, the sexual experience was not very satisfying, right? So one was very pushy and she wanted so much, was very passionate. And the other person was very I wouldn't say cold, but not being able to integrate, right? Open up for this experience. So eventually they broke up. So she came to me and she said, you know, I feel so bad. I'm crying all day, all night. I just can't let go. I love this person so much. And just help me a little bit release this like pain I have now. So we started, obviously, we only used EFT at that time. That was a year ago. And we started talking about what she feels or what she was feeling in these moments, right, in bed, and what was her experience with that. And what happened is she held a lot of shame and guilt. And it was coming because of the being a taboo to be with a woman. And it was not consciously, because consciously she has chosen this experience. She really loved this person. But unconsciously, because of the family taboo, because the mother and the father were very conservatives, so she was not able even to admit that they are together. They was always lying that they are friends and then she stays over, blah, blah, because she was not able to stand up for her choice. So we started working on accepting that this is what you have chosen for yourself now, and this is your right, and nobody has to do, and you don't have to get approval from your family. You are 42, you do what you want, it's your own life, you are independent. So it was more accepting this, and then there was all, we had three sessions together. The second one we found some childhood trauma which was related with sexual thing, but she saw by mistake their parents making love when she was five, right? And because she didn't understand what's going on, she obviously had like a bad experience because she thought that the father is hurting the mother. And obviously when you are five, you have no idea what's going on. You just hear some sounds and you make up something behind it. And she was not conscious of this. So it came up while we were talking and she's like, oh yeah, I remember something weird. And I'm like, okay, talk about this. So she told me about like, I see this. So we went through the story, like she wakes up, she sees the mother's face and she looks like she's like suffering. And then she has like this, she had a huge resistance to making love because of this experience. So that experience made her believe that this is something horrible. interesting, right? How a little thing can actually have such a huge impact. And so we only worked on this, accepting her choice, then accepting that I mean, like the releasing this taboo of like, can who I choose to love, you know, like love is very free. You can love whoever you want to love. So releasing that taboo, releasing, integrating and accepting her choice, standing up for who she loves, and then releasing that trauma from childhood. They after 2 weeks of that, they actually got back together, and they are since happily together. And it's so amazing because when they got together back, and then she called me next day, she's like, "Oh my God, you won't believe, I actually feel like a teenager." She's like, "I've never had this sensation of being touched that actually feel it." And then she said, like, "I'm like a different person with a different body." She says, like, she just kisses me and I go insane. She says, like, and then she said to me, "I know what you mean by multiple orgasms." And I was like, "No." She's like, "Yeah." Like, "Oh my God." So we had like 3 sessions, and just by letting go one of the huge like trauma from the childhood and accepting and integrating, she was able to actually, you know, it's just freeing yourself up and giving, it's more giving yourself permission, you know, to actually enjoy. And this is the secret of everything in life, giving yourself permission, because people don't give themselves permission to live in abundance or to have an amazing relationship or to be actually loved and accepted the way they are, or to be desired, or to feel sexy, or to actually enjoy the body, because we have beautiful bodies, but we just always feel so, like, you know, like trying to cover up all the time and not showing, and feel like, yeah, it should be different, should be this way, should be smaller, bigger, larger, whatever. So it just comes down to giving permission to yourself to be who you are, and show up the way it is, and start enjoying life finally, because that's why we're here.
Exactly. So thanks so much for sharing all that. I'm sure that this kind of like turned into a different topic, but if it came through, I'm sure it is going to be very helpful for a lot of you out there. So I want to finish the show. I want to wrap it up with, what advice can you give somebody who has gone through some sort of sexual harassment or sexual abuse or work harassment or bullying, you know, doesn't have to be just sexual, right? And they are just maybe ready to heal, you know, because I've seen a lot of people tell me it's been 7 months, it's been 4 years, and I just can't let it go. Right. And it's like, and they've been through therapy, you know, like psychologists or psychiatrists, or, you know, the typical therapy, right? Or the Western therapy, I must say. So as you're a holistic practitioner, just what's your advice for those who are, yeah, wanting to transform and let it go and move forward, right?
Well, if they have already stepped on this path and this journey, so they decided that they want to get over this and release, then don't stop, because there is hope out there, and it is possible to get over this. Is it possible to release? And you don't have to, I would say go and look for new types of therapies, because the traditional one you are saying is just, I would say, knowing so what is now out there and what is possible, it feels like psychology is so old-fashioned. Psychology cannot actually help you to get over this. But there are so many powerful techniques which I know, because I have clients coming after 5-8 years of going to different psychologists. And then I was told even last week that in two sessions, we did as much as they did in 4 years. And it's not me, it's because of the technique, which is right. completely different, right? So the new techniques, they know the mind, they know how it works. So they use the power of the mind, right? They use neuroscience discoveries, they use epigenetics, they use quantum physics, they use these amazing knowledge and the new science which is out there. So that's why it's so so fast, and that's why it actually can bring results fast. You know, fast means that you start feeling different not in months and years, but actually from one session to another. And you know, EFT also is capable of doing this, that yeah. you can release there and that, and you can even measure for like on a scale. The same happens with Psyche, right? We are using testing, so you can see that now we test that I am good enough, and it goes, your body says, no, definitely not, this is not my program. And then we do the change, and then we test again, and then now your body says, yes, this is my new program, I am good enough, right? Or I am important, or I deserve, or I'm worthy. So there's are things that you can go and try. So what I would recommend is that go and if you already started, go and try these new techniques, because that will bring they'll bring real results and real transformation in a short time. So you don't have to live like this. It doesn't worth it, because it's life can be we are here to live and enjoy. And even though it happened and some horrible things happened to all of us, but I would say I am the example that everything can be overcome, and you can. And you do. You deserve to have, everybody, all of us does deserve to actually have real love and real connection in their life.
Yeah, and, it's really important that people understand yeah. that there's techniques out there that actually do work and don't take years and years and years of struggling to repeat the same thing over and over. So please, if you are ready to move forward and let go and transform and empower yourself, so you can also actually use your story to empower others. Because I feel like whatever happens to you, there's a reason behind it, bigger than what we can even imagine. And most of the time is to actually hold space for others and continue to empower each other. So thank you so much for coming to the show. Where can people find you if they would like to work with you?
Right. Well, I have my webpage. It's called freeandjoyful.com. I'm also on Instagram, agneslukacs.coach. But if they go to my webpage, they can see my Facebook page, my Instagram. So it's easy to follow from there. And, well, they can send me a message or WhatsApp, or they don't even have to call me. You know, I mean, if you just, you are ready to send them a WhatsApp, we can take it from there. So, or like, whatever, a message or something. And then we can take it from there. And, well, we have 30 minutes of a free consultation anyway, so we can see where you are and what you are, what's your need, and then so it's,
and you can together.
Yeah. If the person feels like, then we can take it from there. And so in the 30 minutes, they can ask all the questions and everything. I could talk about the methods and everything which they want to know.
Perfect. And I will be adding the contact down below this video, so you will be able to click on it. You can also find Agnes on the yachtsmermaid.com support directory. So you can definitely find her there if you forget about the link or you forget about the name of the website. And thank you so much. I think this has been really eye-opening. You know, you guys have a simple technique that now you can use, EFT, emotional freedom technique, in the moment, so you're able to empower yourself and take the next step in that direction to be protected and safe on board or outside the vessel. And if you are on the other side, you already went through all this and you're kind of moving into healing and just letting it go and just transforming your life, then I would invite you to obviously work with Agnes. And like Agnes say, start, you know, searching for different techniques, because there are many beautiful holistic techniques that can help you. So that's a wrap. Thanks so much for being on the show today. And anybody, if you are out there and you need help, please contact us. If you are in the moment right now going through something, on board seafarershelp.org. They have a hotline 24/7, bilingual, multilingual, sorry, because they speak more than I don't know how many languages, like over 5 languages. So please help, reach out to them. And if you have something to share, wisdom to pass on, and want to come to the Uncensored Show, email me, and we'll get you on the show. All right. Thank you for listening, watching, and until next time.
Thank you very much. It was amazing.
Bye.